Romans 2:14 says, "For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these, having not the law, are a law unto themselves." I often have unbelievers tell me that they believe morality to be simply a social construct. We just think things are wrong because we've been taught to think that certain things are wrong. But that contradicts the evidence. When we look at the world going around the globe and looking into the past and history, all evidence points to what some call a universal morality, a sort of basic moral code that all mankind seems to be aware of. With few exceptions, for example, murder is always considered a moral wrong and a crime, no matter when or where any particular people group or culture has existed. No one stood up one day and said, "You know, this may sound crazy, but I don't think we should be allowed to just kill people and face no consequences." No one ever had to stand up and say such a thing because it was inherently known that murder is wrong. Even among cannibals, murder was forbidden, and usually they only ate the bodies of enemies or specifically appointed individuals for that purpose. It wasn't a free-for-all where you could just kill and eat someone. But when cannibals were civilized and then studied, they admitted that they knew all along it was wrong. It was wrong to kill and wrong to consume other human beings. But they had just justified, you know, their wrongdoing in various ways. And the same goes for rape, theft, and other basic moral principles. No matter where you go or what culture you study in history, there's a shared moral code and a view of the inherent value of human beings that exists. And there is only one logical explanation for this shared moral code among humans, and that is God. On the other hand, if we are all just here by chance, and we've just developed morality only as a means of protecting and propagating the human race, then this standard moral code that we have makes no sense. According to the survival of the fittest philosophy, human life should be like a survivalist reality show with no rules except the rule to do what it takes to win and survive. If God isn't behind the universal moral code shared by mankind, then really the Satanist Aleister Crowley's moral code makes more sense when he said his only rule in life was, "Do what thou wilt, shall be the whole of the law." But such attitudes are rare among human beings, and those who live like that are considered sociopaths or just insane by the mass majority of other human beings. I was reading something written by a creationist author named Liz Abrams of Answers in Genesis, and she explains the conundrum that atheists face in trying to explain morality without a moral lawgiver like God. She says, quote, "If life is just nature's way of keeping food fresh, universal morality makes no sense. The only moral law is to do whatever helps your genes make the jump to the next generation. Does monogamy help your offspring have a better start, giving your genes a more established path forward? Does polygamy give your genes more hosts in the next generation? Does promiscuity give you even more chances at reproduction? Does locking your wife up ensure that any children she has are yours? It doesn't take that much contemplation to see that a purely evolutionary ethic would be horrific. A consistent evolutionist in this area belongs in a mental institution or prison," end quote. Now, an atheist or agnostic might not like her conclusion, but when faced with such a person in real life, that atheist or agnostic will be calling 911 and demanding that that person be locked up just as quickly as the typical theist would. The fact is, the universal human code is borrowed from God and used by everyone, including those who pretend to believe that there is no God, as they do by nature the things contained in the law. The universal moral code is evidence for God.